coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance. We're still here. And tonight, well, we have, well, Kyle Knight is on the right, and he's our board op. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
There you go. And now we have way out yonder in Texas, that renowned statesman, Big John McTernan.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and all our listeners. May we have a great show honoring the Lord tonight.
Sitting right here with me in the studio is our tech guy, Ron Ritz, better known as Barb's Man.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. Now, we also have Deacon John calling in with a prayer request. So, Deacon John, go ahead, and what is the prayer request?
Oh, Pastor, you know I do driving instruction, and one of my students' name is Chase Tony. His father, whose name is Michael, is in the last stages of Lou Gehrig's disease. I was hoping maybe you could offer up a prayer for him and his family.
All right, we can do that. Let's pray right now. And then the important thing is not that I'm praying, but the important thing is that people out there join me in the prayer, because there's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. God hears every prayer. And you know what? There's every single person out there listening to us right now either needs prayer tonight or will need prayer in the future. And that's just the reality. So here's what the Bible teaches, that those that show mercy receive it. And right now, if you pray with me when you need it, you know what? God is just and God is faithful. And God will always honor your commitment. There will be those that are praying with you. So let's pray for Michael right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know Michael, but here's what I do know. The first thing I want to ask you, Lord, for is that if Michael's not saved, that even before this night is finished, he will be saved, Lord God. We know that that's the very first blessing we can receive, and it's the most important one of salvation. And then we know that from that point on, he's open to your blessings when it comes to answering of those prayer requests. So we want to hold Michael up to you and ask, Lord God, that you take Michael, you touch Michael. And better yet, we just want to say, Lord, that you do with Michael your perfect will. Lord God, that Michael would be whatever days he has left, he will turn his desire towards you more and more in every way, in all things, at all times. And Lord, if it be thy perfect will that you might touch him and just give him a complete and total healing, these things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen. There you go, John.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. Also, you know what, Big John McTernan, I was so busy here with everything. We always pray before I go on the air every night. I just kind of bow my head and take 5 minutes, and we didn't do it tonight. Would you open us in prayer and just pray for God's leading and God's, for the Lord to host this radio program and we all be his co-hosts?
Yeah. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to bring truth out across America. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. And we're gathered here in your name, so you're in the midst of the show. We ask that it be a blessed show. that truth will come out, clear truth. Anoint Pastor Ernie and leadership here and everybody that's working with him, and that the airwaves would be free and not any interference. And we praise you and thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thanks, John. Tonight we're going to go take a look at some scripture, and this has to do with what's happening. I do want to say, unless the Lord changes it up, this coming Sunday I'm going to be preaching on what you don't know can leave you burning in hell. Now, there are people that say, ooh, Pastor, that's awful tough. I actually have people saying that I shouldn't use such strong language. You know, what did Jesus have to say about hellfire? Unbelievable, okay? Just unbelievable. But here, because we're living in a dumbed-down society. It has been so dumbed down today. And because of biblical illiteracy, there's never been such a time as we have where people are ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so it's going to be an interesting one because, John, we're going to be talking about knowledge and lack of knowledge. We're going to take a good look at what God's Word, the Bible, the benefits of knowledge, and then the disasters of lack of knowledge, okay? And we're going to take a look at it from the greatest source of knowledge and the most authoritative, documentation in all of history. God's Word, the Bible, is the most authoritative, source of truth. The most authoritative source of truth. You cannot find that. We're going to take a look at that. Because not only is God's Word, the King James Bible, the most credible explanation for all of creation, it is the absolute perfect, John, the absolute perfect authoritative declaration of God himself. It's the only one that is, right?
And so, absolutely, Pastor Ernie.
So that's what we're going to be looking at, because the vast majority of people out there today are la-la landers. They're clueless. They're wandering about without a clue. So we're going to start in our scripture tonight, and it's going to be in Ezekiel chapter 16. Now, I'm going to start in verse 28, and I'm going to read through 32, and then you pick it up and read verse 33, John, 33 through 37, 33 through 37. And then Ron's going to read 38 through 42. Okay? And then we'll take...
All right, 33 through 37.
Yep. Okay. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou was insatiable. Yes, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto the Chaldea, and yet thou wast not satisfied herewith. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God himself, seeing thou dost all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman, in that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and thou hast not been as a harlot, in that thou scornest hire, but as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. Go ahead, John.
They give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hirest them, that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. And the contrary is in thee from other women in thy whoredoms, whereas none followeth thee to commit whoredoms, and in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee, therefore thou art contrary. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because thy filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered through thy whoredoms with thy lovers, and with all idols and of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children, which thou didst give unto them. Wow. Behold, therefore, I will gather all thy lovers with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and with all them that hast loved, with all them that hast thou hated, I will even gather them all about around thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness.
And I will judge thee as women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood and fury and jealousy. And I will also give thee unto their hands, and they shall throw down thine eminent place and shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes and take thy fair jewels and leave thee naked and bare. They shall also bring up a company against thee, and they shall stone thee with stones and thrust thee through with their swords. And they shall burn thine houses with fire and execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and thou also shalt give no hire any more. So will I make my fury towards thee to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and I will be no more angry.
All right, so here he's referring to the nation of Israel. In fact, the nation of Israel is referred to as the wife of God, okay? And she's called Chaldea, actually. So she's referred to as the wife of God, the nation of Israel. And here he's comparing her corruption, the corruption, not just, you know, with going chasing after other gods, whoring that way, but the sacrificing of their children, the robbing, the stealing, everything that, like, we face today in this country today, all of this corruption, he's compared to, they're compared to a whorish woman, because a whorish woman is what? Deceitful. They're always, they're very deceitful. And so Israel is compared to, and here, when you say, when he says in verse 41, cease from playing the harlot, here, Samaria is mentioned in back in 1646. If we go over here, jump forward here, and Judah is going to be summarily judged. Here we go. And thine elder sister, Samaria, she and her daughters that dwell as they left head, and thy younger sister that dwelleth at the right hand is Sodom and her daughter. And so here now, Israel and Judah both are going to be the condemned, and as a result of God's judgment is their final deportation into Babylon. And so, and only a remnant remained in the land, just a remnant. And so I think we have to take a look at that today. And if we don't learn from mistakes of the past, okay, isn't God's word, the Bible, aren't we supposed to be able to take what God's word, the Bible, tells us and make a practical application so it applies to current events? I mean, if we can't apply it to how we're living today, what good is it, right?
Yeah, what's the purpose?
Okay, and so here, if we take a look at that, in our society, as we're going to go through a lot today, but here in our society, well, we're going to have a number of articles, and we'll get into those articles. But for just example, I could ask you two, the two of you, which would be the hardest to find today? Which would be the hardest to find today? An honest judge, and other than those on the Supreme Court, you got Thomas and others. But in Washington, D.C., an honest judge and an honest court in the Washington, D.C., one. The truth told on a newscast on NBC, ABC, CNN, or PMSNBC, or three, a virtuous and chaste woman in the Democratic Party, or four, an honest and just prosecution by Merrick Garland and the Justice Department, and especially this Jack Smith. Which would be the hardest to find?
I say all of the above.
Well, Pastor Ernie, it's really, really tough. But I think Garland and the Justice Department just gets to the wire an instant before a virtuous woman in the Democrat Party.
Yeah, I agree. It's you know, but I don't know the truth being told on CNN, the Clinton News Network or the Communist News Network might be a close runner up because they say it's only happened once or twice by accident where the truth was told. So it would have to be pretty close, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it's a photo finish, but I think trying to find a just prosecution there with Garland and the U.S. Attorney's Office would be impossible.
It would be. I mean, it is really, now they're going all out. Now, here's something that I'm wondering about, and that is this. A couple of things are happening. One, have you noticed that the FBI has actually been making a number of raids, and if any of what the reporting we're getting is factual, and some of us from actual conservative sources, so I think it is, but the FBI is actually going after these child sex traffickers, and they found like 200 children just recently. Why would that be? Because we know that Chris Wray has not been that way. Chris Wray has been very, very quiet. Now, do we see, is something happening in the FBI where, say, some of those a couple ranks down are actually taking over and saying, look, we're going to move on. We're going to run this department without Chris Wray, without the corruption. I don't know. What do you think, John?
Well, I think, Pastor Ernie, you know, that movie that's gone out there has really caught attention and brought attention to this.
Sound of Freedom?
And, yeah, Sounds of Freedom. But here's my take on it with the FBI. They'll get lower-level sex traffickers, and that's great. I mean, that if they get lower-level sex traffickers and they're protecting children, saving the children and all, that's wonderful. But get to higher level where in the political circles, no. They're not going there, Pastor.
I noticed that they haven't done that. Now, have you noticed something, too?
It would take a new regime. It would take, like, Trump coming back, I mean, literally cleaning out. I guess the FBI would have to be mostly disbanded and cleaning out all the prosecutors you could out of the Justice Department and reorganizing it with, like, I would say, like, really good prosecutors from, like, Ohio and Texas and states like that, and staff the U.S. Attorney's Office. It has to be redone, and then you could start going after the top, the political, pedophiles and all. But Hillary Clinton is so protected, Pastor Ernie. Look what they're still doing with Biden. All of this bribery stuff is still coming out, and then they're not flinching on it, Pastor Ernie.
Okay.
They're going after Trump instead.
We've had some real flat out, right? I mean, where you can't deny a treasonous activity. What about the stealth airplanes, all the technology that the Biden regime now has sold to China? Is that not called high treason?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. If that isn't treason, you know, what is?
Well, I can tell you what is. Look, they're making a big deal about these two sailors, or Navy employees, that were caught, they say, selling information or trying to sell information to China. Look, you've got Joe Biden, who's got the border open, who's bringing in Chinese national troops. We've been talking about this for 2 years. We've been telling you. Don't you see? Now, finally, this is coming out. In fact, we're going to play a clip on this. But after all this time, guess what? The Republicans are figuring this out. Hey, guess what? These are a lot of these Chinese troops coming in there, and they know their military. Now, guess what else is happening? The Chinese Communist Party has been opening police departments in America. We've been telling people about that, see? And see, because, and they're given free rein to do that by the Biden regime. Now, in there, you see, remember, what is the purpose of the FBI, John?
I don't know, Pastor Ernie. I mean, to protect the deep state, to protect the criminals in the high political office, you know, to protect Biden, keep Biden, get him elected, and to dethrone Trump. Or you know, that seems to be their function, Pastor Ernie.
Well, let's ask Ron a question, see what he knows. Hey, Ron, let me ask you, what would be the function of the FBI? One, to go after pro-lifers, or to go after parents who are concerned about what's the curriculum, the pornography in their school curriculum? Or would maybe the FBI, would that be a part of their job to hunt down and dismantle and go after these Chinese spies? What would be the most...
Well, they changed their focus, and the first group, the parents and the pro-lifers, are domestic terrorists. So they got elevated to the top of the list, and that's what they're focusing on.
Okay, so now, John, Chris Wray takes his orders from Merrick Garland, does he not?
Yes, he does, Pastor Ernie. The Justice Department, the FBI is under the Justice Department. So Garland is, I don't say he runs the FBI, but the FBI answers to him.
All right, let me ask you this, because... you know, we've got to, you're right. Now, they can defund, Congress can defund that, the Justice Department. Do you think Congress has what it takes to do that, okay? I know we got a number of rhinos in there, but Congress can do that.
Well, here's the problem, Pastor Ernie. The House can do it. The House has the ability to do it because the Republicans are in charge. Now, they have the possibility of doing it. But once it gets into the Senate, with all the Democrats there in charge, won't agree to it. They won't agree because that's the FBI is theirs. You know what I mean? The Democrats are criminals, and the FBI is like the corrupt Chicago police in the 1930s with Al Capone. And then if it some miraculous way gets through the Senate, Obama-Biden will veto it. So you'll have like a – you won't have really a budget, and I think then it resorts back to the previous year. So getting it – what we would really like is extremely difficult, Pastor.
All right. I know that, but let me – there are – some things we can do, and we'll talk about that right after this. We'll be right back.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. in the clouds. Each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Gird up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Gird up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of.
Alrighty, we're back, and guess what? We've noticed something. Something is happening, and which is a very good thing, John. I have noticed that I have been getting some calls. There's some pastors that in the past have not really been courageous are starting to find some courage, a little bit of courage, and I think it's because their people in the congregations are ashamed of the pastors that don't have the courage to stand up and speak out against this vote yes on issue one. And so to speak out against the opposition, because the people are telling them, we want a yes vote. We want you to stand and be bold. This is important. Don't be telling me you don't get involved in politics. This is a sin issue. This is a sin issue. And if you call yourself a man of God, then you're supposed to be as bold as a lion, and you're supposed to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. And so we want to hear you encourage the people to go and vote yes. Go and vote yes on August 8th on issue one. Issue one is about sin. Now, what we have to do, and the whole point is to raise the vote up to 60% in Ohio. And so let me just tell you, John, because you're down there in Texas, and you don't know what's going on up here. And so here we are trying to raise the required votes here in Ohio to 60% to amend our Constitution like it is in just about every other state. I think there's, what, only 8 states that have 50%?
We're one of 9 states, and actually there's 38 states that don't even allow these voter-initiated amendments. So we're actually in the minority. There's 18 that can do it. 9 of them are super majorities, 60% or more, and we're one of the easiest states at 50%.
Okay, now, we believe that hypocrisy is a repulsive thing. It's a bad thing, okay, because God's word, the Bible, teaches. Jesus said, woe unto you hypocrites, woe unto you hypocrites, woe unto you hypocrites, right? 3 woes and you're out. You're in trouble right now. But the opposition, no, because they're totally in opposition. The Democratic Party is totally opposed to everything that God's word, the Bible, teaches. They embrace every sin. Every single sin that the Bible condemns, they embrace. Now, what we have happening here in Ohio, John, we've got dark money, dark money coming in from California, from New York, from these blue states.
Virginia and Washington,
Virginia,
D.C.
And Washington. Now, they're saying, well, as much as $11.5 million, but we know it's closer to $40 million that's actually come in into the state here. And what that would do, you see, if we can change it, we're still going to have a battle in November. We're still going to have a battle in November, but we can make it much, much, much harder for them to get on the ballot to amend the Constitution and to where they can put their sin issues. And here's what they want to do. They want to totally do away with all the pro-life legislation we've passed. They want to neutralize that. Abortion on demand before and after birth, okay? Two, they want to take away, they want to restrict. And we're talking about the Antichrist Communist Party. These people are demonic, okay? They want to restrict parents' rights. They want to restrict parents' rights. In other words, the only time you'll find out about your 15-year-old daughter who went and had her breast cut off is when you get the bill or something goes wrong.
Yeah. You have no right to interfere in that.
Now, these same people that are behind these are the same people that are behind this child sex rings, this child sex. Now, what has taken place out there in Ohio, this is why what you're hearing, they're coming out. You mentioned early, John, about the Sound of Freedom. Well, these people are saying, they're the ones that call themselves the minor attraction identity. And they're saying that this movie, The Sound of Freedom, is propaganda.
Right-wing propaganda.
Absolutely.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Right. And so that none of that really is taking place. And so this is why it's so important that we tell people. Now, I said all that to say this, that this coming Sunday, the 6th of August, in Cincinnati, at the Dorfield, 4525 B Street in Norwood. Well, I guess it's outside Cincinnati. You know what? I don't know where Norwood, Ohio is. This is paid for by Cincinnati Right to Life. That's where I picked up on Cincinnati. But the address is Dorfield, 4525 Beach Street, Norwood, Ohio, 45212. You're going to have Abby Johnson, Jim Caviezel, and General Michael Flynn. They're going to be speaking there and encouraging people to why you must vote yes on issue one. Why you must vote yes. It's the only thing on the ballot, the only issue one. It's it. One thing on the ballot. It's not going to be complicated. And that's what we've been telling people. So you folks out there, because we've had a lot of people that are confused. And I talked to just some more people today. The way they have it worded, John, a no means yes, and a yes means no. So, folks, a yes vote is a pro-life vote. A yes vote is against abortion. A yes vote is against abortion. A yes vote is for parental rights. A yes vote is for a Second Amendment rights, okay? So the yes vote is a good vote. The yes vote is a good vote. The no vote is a very negative vote. Now, a lot of these people are very confused. They've got signs in the yards, and they're confused.
Yeah, basically, what you're protecting the Constitution, making it harder to amend, making it so a supermajority, which is the way it should be, 60%. The other thing it does, right now, they don't require to get a ballot on the ballot. They only require, I think, 44 counties to sign on. This is going to force them to get all 88 counties involved. So if the rural counties are actually going to stop being disenfranchised and steamrolled by basically the
Cuyahoga County,
Cuyahoga, Franklin, Cincinnati,
all the Youngstown, big cities, Sin
yeah,
cities.
They're the ones that are pushing all these. And then the mayor, Mayor Bibb in Cleveland, said just recently, we need to stop issue one, make sure it fails so that we can issue an amendment for common sense gun control laws. So if issue one fails, they're going to bring in the gun control. They're going to start restricting the religious freedoms. Like, we won't be able to talk like this on the radio anymore. This will certainly happen. So we have to vote yes on issue one.
Well, you see here, and when they say gun control, they mean gun confiscation.
Confiscation,
they
nothing
always
else.
Mean, yeah. Yeah. Now, when I tell you before, John, about hypocrisy, you know, how, again, it's repulsive to us, but the ACLU, the ones that are pushing this, in order to change their constitution, they need a 66% supermajority.
Supermajority, yep.
The Democratic Communist Party here in Ohio, what they call the Democratic Party, same thing, 66% supermajority. League of Women Voters, which are really just Democrats.
Yeah, the Communist Democrats.
These are not good women at all, okay? I've never met one that was even pro-life, okay? The League of Women Voters, okay? Same thing, 66%. The NAACP, same thing, 66% supermajority. Now listen to this, the NEA, and that's that large communist organization. It's a communist teachers union.
Yeah.
They're communist to the bone, the collective. They're a 75% supermajority. Planned Predators, the most wicked, the most evil, the most unclean, creeping, crawling, cancerous, purveyor of death, murdered more human beings than any army in the world. The most lethal, disgusting, sinister organization in existence. They're right up there. In fact, they're part of the Satanist Party, okay? They have a 66% supermajority. And then the Ohio Education Association, again, 75% supermajority. And yet, these are the people that are saying that we, anyone that is against that, that wants to raise it up from 51%, well, we are anti-American. Yeah. We are anti-freedom. You talk about hypocrisy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they keep saying this is an assault on democracy. It's not at all, because we're a representative republic. We're not a democracy with mob rule. But you're going to, if the states, the other states that do not have the supermajority, they're going to be doing the same thing as us. And it's important that we actually lead the way and get this done, because if not, they're going to turn this country. Our state is going to look like California in a year or so.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that Congress can do, and they don't need the Senate, they don't need to pass it in the Senate, again, is to give congressional immunity. Congress can give congressional immunity, and it doesn't have to go to the Senate to do that. Now, they can give President Trump congressional immunity. And so GOP Representative Matt Gaetz revealed a plan to fight back against the very, very corrupt. And listen, this guy, Jack Smith, is even mentioned as corrupt amongst other corrupt attorneys, amongst some of the worst lawyers out there. Even they even say this guy is really bad, you know. I mean, and so Trump was hit with four counts on corrupt, very, very corrupt Jack Smith's January case, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceedings, obstructions, and the end of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Well, here, there's six different times where the Bidens have been charged, the Biden crime family, wherever there has been an accusation or charge made against them, the very next day, a similar charge has been against Donald Trump. So they're actually accusing and trying to try Trump for what the Biden crime family has done. Now, who was the one that actually came out and says that in his book? Karl Marx. Karl Marx had always charged, always accused the opposition of doing whatever you're doing, whatever kind of a crime you're doing, accuse the opposition of doing it first. And so, boy, is that exactly what's happening or not?
It is, Pastor Ernie. It's like they tried to charge President Trump with collusion with Russia and all that, and it turns out it's Bill and Hillary who were in collusion with Russia. It's amazing. It's really amazing. It is. They are following
Uranium One
playbook. Yeah,
Uranium One. That's exactly what happened.
Even like
now, Pastor Ernie, I read those that indictment against President Trump, and they're saying that he fraudulently made claims about the 2020 election. So, if this to me now, I don't know how to present cases in law, and of course you got corrupt judges here. But the way I read this, he's opening this up. This Smith guy is opening it up for Trump to prove that there was that the election was stolen.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you this, because here's what they've said. They said even if Trump believes it, oh, and by the way, Bill Barr, that traitorous
oh, my
Bill
goodness.
Barr.
He's getting him and Pence. Now, Pastor Ernie,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you. You asked, you know, those which is worse. Who is the most traitorous, disgusting human being, Bill Barr or Mike Pence?
Well,
Mike Pence.
You know, both of them would qualify to be called Ahithophel. Both of them would be called Ahithophel. Now, John, you know who Ahithophel was, right?
No.
Well, he was King David's number one top general.
His
his right-hand man.
He betrayed him, right?
He betrayed him to his own son and turned his own son against him, okay? And so Pence, I think, has just destroyed his career. When he's come out and when he's tried to justify, you know, if he would have said, you know what, I made the mistake. I did the wrong thing. Now I realize I did the wrong thing. He would have a chance. And you know what? He could... And I don't know why he did that, but I remember before he did that, remember in Indiana when they passed that same-sex marriage and he had said, I will not sign it. And then they pressured him. They put the pressure on him. He signed it. He caved. And you could see the pressure was on him to cave. And Trump knew that. Now, but let me ask you this. Because they're saying that Trump knew that there was no election fraud, which is a lie told by liars, which is a lie told by damnable liars, okay? And again, this Jack Smith is a damnable liar, okay? Now, but he's saying, and Trump knew this. Well, let me ask you this. There were 2 million people that came out there that felt the same way. 2 million people. They had 2 million people. They came out to protest on that day, and they all felt that they came from a long way. So let me ask you this. If 2 million people took the time and traveled, some all the way from California and that, to come down there because they were so offended about having their votes stolen by corrupt people like Merrick Garland, corrupt people like this Jack Smith, are those 2 million, and for every, if 2 million decided to make the trek, how many millions do you think felt the same way? How about 85 million?
Yeah. Well, Pastor Ernie, the polls now, you know, the polls, who knows what they, how good they are, but they're going about, it's at least the Republicans are like 60, in the 60%. 65% or maybe more believing that the election was stolen. It's a huge amount, Pastor Ernie. Huge.
Well, absolutely. I mean, even on the other side.
I watched the clip because I don't really watch Hannity anymore. I haven't watched him in years. But I watched the clip of him, his show, last night. And he, the audience, President Trump's daughter, the daughter-in-law there, she was being interviewed, and she said that my father, my father, he's got all the proof of that the 2020 election was stolen. The whole audience broke out in clapping. what do you call it, the audience there for the TV show. And he didn't know what to do. He said, well, yeah, there was, it looks like there was some problems in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. So Hannity has ignored this. In fact, he's come out and blatantly attacked the thought that the 2020 election was overturned. And now, in face of everything that's happening, he's sheepishly coming out and trying to, you know, get a little bit on the side that maybe there was some tiny fraud. And the audience, I mean, clapped loudly, and the camera swung into the audience. Everybody in the audience was supporting Trump's daughter there.
Alrighty, but
there's huge numbers of people that know the fraud, Pastor Ernie. Tens of millions.
Okay, to back up what you just said, you had Trump's attorney, John Hilaro. John Hilaro, he is saying, we're going to litigate every piece of this. Every single charge, we're going to take it to the court, okay? Now, you know the corrupt courts in Washington, D.C. For example, you have that woman who is the so-called judge there in Washington, D.C. Whatever happened to her?
They've got to get a change of venue and get out of D.C. because 92 or 95% of the population in D.C. voted Democrat, so he would never get a fair jury out there.
Yeah, this was, I think it's close, and it's 95%.
Yeah, 95.
You know, this woman who, she, you know, we talked about, what did we just read in the Bible about going a whoring, right? What did George Soros do? George Soros virtually says, find me, I want a whore. So now, when you're speaking of whores, what is the definition of a whore? Can men be whores?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone who sells their very soul. Themselves right down. And we've seen Soros said, find me whores. I want prosecutors. I want to go out and
get district attorneys.
District attorney, so he went out and he bought a lot of whores. Now, in D.C., it's like a convention of whores, okay, yeah. in that city. It is as corrupt as you can get. And one of the most corrupt people in that, and it's hard to be when there's so many in there, but is this woman, district judge, Tanya Chutkin, she was appointed by Obama. And she's going to be the judge overseeing Trump on January 6th. She is the only judge for the January 6th patriots, the Christian patriots, the real, true Americans. This woman who happens to be an enemy of America, this Chutkin, she has given them, in every case,
stiffer sentences
yeah. than the corrupt prosecution.
Yeah.
That even the corrupt prosecutors, okay, recommended. This wicked woman hates men. She hates white men, and especially hates Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And again, this is a very, very wicked.
They call her the hanging judge.
And we're going to pray to God, whatever it takes. John, would you lead us in a prayer right now that whatever it takes, that God would bring this wicked woman. And folks out there, listen, believe me, there's power in prayers. This wicked woman is going to burn in hell. She will burn in hell, according to God's word, the Bible, unless she repent. And God can bring her to repentance if you people pray for her. So, John, would you leave a prayer so that this wicked woman, would be brought to repentance unless she should burn forever?
Yes, Father, we bring this judge before you now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know what your Bible, what your scripture says about unjust judges. And Lord, so we're asking that you'll give her no peace about this corruption in our heart. You'll give her no peace about what she's doing. You'll give her no peace about sending innocent people to jail, which she intends to do with President Trump. And Lord, we're asking that there be a change of her heart, and she would do things in truth according to the law, Lord. So, and also, we have the president before you, And Lord, this is just lies upon lies, and more. It's amazing to see this, Lord. And we're asking for the truth about that these lies will come out, and he'll be found innocent, Lord. And it's going to shock, I think, the political system when he's found innocent. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen.
And Lord, I want to pray, too, that you take this wicked woman, along with Jack Smith, along with Obama Biden, along with Merrick Garland, Chris Ray, and Lord, that you would bring these wicked people, Lord, that you would turn their bodies over to Satan, that you would turn their bodies like Paul prayed for the man who had committed the worst kind of crimes, that you would turn his body over, their bodies over to Satan, Lord, that they might be brought to repentance, Lord, that the pain and the misery and the suffering that they've caused so many people, that you would place it upon them, that might bring those wicked, wicked people to repentance, Lord, yes. Lest they should burn forever. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I can tell you right now, there's going to be a whole lot of prissy preachers out there that are saying, oh, you shouldn't pray those imprecatory prayers, right? I ought to go to Matthew chapter 23 and see what the Lord Jesus had to say about people like them, corrupt people. So, you know, this is what we're talking about is a very, very serious. This is good against evil. God has raised us up. He tells us very clearly in his word, we are run to this battle. We are to resist tyranny, okay, unto death. And these are the enemies of God. These are the enemies of God. And the enemies of everything that is good, clean, decent, and honorable. And even as wicked as they are, hellfire is a long, long time. Eternity is a long time. And hellfire, hellfire is just so, the torment is so great that even these wicked people, we don't even want these wicked people, as wicked as they are, what they deserve, but we don't want to see them go through that torment forever, and that's why we pray these imprecatory prayers. So we're coming up to a break, and see, again, we actually do believe in prayer, for real here, for real, okay? When we come back from a break, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be playing a clip. You listen carefully, because we've been telling you how Joe Biden has been selling us out, allowing Chinese communist military in our country. Be right back. Don't go away. More to come right now.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.